When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Couple more feats of strength to get into from the sports year. Could be this last weekend, could be anything that's happened. One more that stood out for me, and this one is kind of a, I guess it would have been more of a personal one, except he was doing it for all of the United States of America this time around. How about Steph Curry going night-night in the Olympics?
That was awesome.
That was some really great theater. It seemed like that team was loaded for bear and they were going to roll through everybody. But every time that we say that that's going to happen, there's some scares that pop up. And he played like crap the first couple games in that tournament. And then he put the team on his back the last couple, including the final game with that ridiculous three over Wembanyama and the double team, and making the whole night-night thing an international celebration that transcended other sports. You saw football players doing it, basketball players doing it, soccer players doing it. A really cool moment just that galvanized, I thought, the whole like basketball country, the United States. And for somebody that people have complained a ton about, oh, I hate the way he chews his mouth guard and all this stuff, everybody was on Team Curry for that game against Serbia, and I loved every minute of it.
I feel like it was one of the rare times, too, in sports where you can look at an athlete, or in this case, three athletes, and go, this is the last time.
Yeah.
This is our last run. This is our last chance to see them at relatively the peak of their powers. And I know that it's not prime Curry, it's not prime KD, it's not prime LeBron James, but this was really your last opportunity to see that type of basketball greatness.
Yeah.
And there isn't a clear passing of the torch. Like, again, not alive for a decent chunk of this, but it always felt like Magic and Larry were able to pass it to MJ, who was able to pass it to Kobe, who was able to pass it to LeBron. There's not that person now. There isn't that next, hey, well, LeBron can pass it to KD, or KD will pass it to because they're all the same era. So, who do you make that next pass to?
And I think we've been waiting for who that's going to be to step up for that spot. And it's like some people have said it would be Luka, or that it would be Jason Tatum, or that it would be
John Morant.
Zion.
Zion.
Yes. You want to talk about feats of strength? His legs carrying him.
Ant Edwards is a guy that people were thinking might be able to do some of that. But you're right. There's not really a clear heir apparent. And I think it might even be Curry's profile picture still from that Olympics. It's him and LeBron and KD with their gold medals. And I look at that photo and I'm like, probably the best basketball player ever, probably the best scorer ever, and probably the best shooter ever, all going to be leaving the game around the same time. That's probably going to be before the next Olympic cycle. So really cool to see those guys pull that off, and to see Curry go night-night all around the world. What else do you guys have on your feats of strength this year?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Schultz, why don't you jump in?
Yeah, I got a good one. Since it's pretty much all negative talk about my Mariners, I do have to give props to their stud catcher, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, the dumper.
He is one of the leaders, I think, if not at the top of all catchers in home runs in the last 3 to 4 seasons that he's been in the majors. He won the Gold Glove. He won the Platinum Glove Award, which, if you don't know what that is, it's essentially all of the people that won Gold Gloves. Then one of them gets picked as the best overall defender of everybody of those, and Cal Raleigh won that. So not only that, he is one of the best defensive pitchers, or excuse me, catchers, not just behind the plate, but throwing runners out. Mm-hmm. He, I think, only had 10 times where people stole a base on him this season, and I just was always happy to watch that consistent performance from him. Was his average high? No, but the overall average in Major League Baseball is down. I don't care so much about that, especially when you are a team leader offering me 30-plus home runs, near 100 RBIs, and Cal did that once again this season. I believe it was the first year. He eclipsed 100 RBIs, so Cal Raleigh, feet of strength, basically putting the Mariners team on his back at times.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's done some really special things, whether it's homering from both sides of the plate in the same game, or like, and there's just, yeah, there's a lot that he brings. He's a really nice cornerstone piece for that organization, and off and a beacon when it seems like they don't have one. A really great thought, a literal and figurative feat of strength,
yep,
from the text line. Derek Harmon's strip fumble against Ohio State. Early in the game, the Ducks didn't get their, if you remember correctly, they didn't get an interception when they should have had one on the first possession. Ohio State ends up getting a touchdown. Ducks turn or have to punt the ball away on their first possession, and Ohio State's about ready to drive again until big Derek Harmon comes in and just strips the ball from the running back in the backfield, a move that I really haven't seen before, and people couldn't believe it at first. It wasn't even called a change of possession because they didn't realize what had happened, but yeah, he just said, give me that, and that was a huge change of momentum in that game. If they don't come up with that, I'm not sure that they win that football game.
It's probably the most impressive play from a defensive lineman since Jadeveon Clowney against Michigan, where he just blows up the Michigan running back. The ball hits the ground, he just picks it up and starts walking over him. It's one of the more improbable and crazy plays, I think, that we've seen. I don't know about in like our lifetime, but basically it's a once in a decade play. You see it about once in a decade. It's been about a decade since
I can't remember
Clowney
ever seeing anyone. Well, in Clowney, as people, I think even you have pointed out, like, there was a missed block, a broken play, like that it all kind of set up to be this great highlight reel play, but it wasn't nearly maybe as impressive as what Harmon did, shedding blockers and, mm-hmm, and
he defeated a double team.
Yeah.
He defeated a double team in the play and was still able to get in the backfield fast enough to basically take the ball out of the running back's hands and still add some insult to injury. So that was one of the more impressive things for me. Another impressive feat of strength, I think, has been just Taylor Swift's ability to lead the Chiefs to what looks like to be back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, without her, where would this team really be? I mean, before she got into the picture, Andy Reid only had one Super Bowl. Travis Kelce had stupid hair. And
she's galvanized this team.
Show. Without Taylor Swift being in her Chiefs football era, would we really be where we're at today?
Hard to know. And is she responsible for some of that refereeing voodoo that everyone else thinks is going on? Because if you ask certain people in certain NFL circles, the Chiefs get all the breaks. They get all the calls. Right. They get all the luck. I mean, does Taylor have something to do with it?
Taylor Swift, baby.
That's that might be my favorite rap drop.
They all got like free Tay-Tay tickets or something.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
There's your tinfoil hat Taylor conspiracy for you.
Another feat of strength that, I mean, it's a little bit broader than just the Harmon one, but how about the Ducks being the only team to go undefeated the entire college football season? I mean, they may not, I'm not trying to like, I guess, pre-hedge this out and say, oh, they might not beat Ohio State, but they've still had a great season. Like, I'm not trying to be conciliatory or just like count consolation packages before the big games have happened. But even if Oregon does not end up with the title at the end of this run, they're the only team that ran the gauntlet and went undefeated in their season. They're the only team that went 8 straight weeks in a power conference without a bye. Mm-hmm. They did it with an awesome game in one of the most highly anticipated matchups of this new Big Ten conference with the Ohio State game at Autzen Stadium. They survived a grinder in Wisconsin. They got revenge on the Huskies that Dan Lanning desperately needed. They go win the Big Ten title game in their first year. I mean, there have been a lot of strengths just for the Ducks and the Ducks program. Even within that, I feel like giving a nod to Bryce Betcher winning a national gold glove and then being like an all-world linebacker this year, winning the Burlsworth Award for the best walk-on turned scholarship player as a senior. And then it's a little bit of a weird one, but I got to give a little feat of strength to the Ducks video team this year.
You might not like
everything that Dan Lanning has brewing, and if you're a Beavers fan or a Huskies fan or just a fan of somebody else and you don't like your head coach that much, some of the Dan Lanning stuff could probably get pretty nauseating, all the messaging and the mantras and the ways that they hype up games. But one, it's clearly something that gets his team's attention, and two, it's something that we talk about every single week, and it's not just the messaging to the team. The way that this video team has started all the way back in summer with this team out west, and it even goes back to last year with Ducks versus them, they have been giving us mini documentaries every week of the season along the way. They're always brilliantly edited. They're always catchy. They're always entertaining, exciting. Like, they are giving Duck fans a look at the program that we've kind of never had before, and I think that's been awesome.
They do it at a high level too, because it's quick turnarounds.
Yeah.
Obviously they're a little bit shorter than like a Hard Knocks episode, but they give a similar feel. But at the same time, they don't give anything away, so you know Lanning still kind of loves it.
Yeah.
And it's also an understanding too of how the game works. Guess who sees that, who also thinks it's cool? Recruits.
Players. Yeah.
4 stars, 5 stars. It's a big deal. And so when you get that type of exposure for your program, it can only be helpful.
It's literally free advertising.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing, and it's not just PNW people, it's 5 million views plus on Twitter nationally. People are watching that. 18-year-olds are watching. They'll be like, yo, you've seen Oregon?
I mean, there was a time during the year, there was like a 3-week stretch that it felt like all anybody could talk about was what Dan Lanning was using for the motivation. Yeah. They had the whole gladiator thing in at the big house in Michigan with the thumbs down. And like, that was, I mean, I was getting like alerts from Yahoo Sports and ESPN after that came out about what the Ducks had done and like taking the time out to watch the other team leave. And like, it doesn't have to be your thing, but it's absolutely captivated people. And if you're trying to build a program, that's a hell of a way to do it.